The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Jess, is Mercury still in retrograde?
You know what? Let me double check. It must be.
That would explain everything that just happened as soon as I walked into the studio.
Yeah, because you couldn't just be your clumsiness.
No.
It's kind of actually be some sort of planetary alignment.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm so clumsy when Mercury's in retrograde.
Right, yeah. The rest of the year, you're like professional athlete.
Graham,
just
I tried
precision.
To sit my coffee down here on the table. And it, like, hit the table instead of landing on top of it.
Nice.
Entire thing spilled out on
all
my
over.
Leg, the table, the floor. It was everywhere.
Wet from my butt.
Wet from my butt. Yep. It got everywhere but my butt.
Oh, got it.
So that's the morning I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
First talk back of the day. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, everybody. I just turned on the news, Channel 4, and the first screaming headline is that they're going to make a movie about Labubus. What has this world gone to? Oh my gosh, Jess, I'm sure you're going out of your mind, but at least it's going to make a happy Monday for you. So get ready. Okay, goodbye.
Wait, what?
A Labubu movie?
File that under the things we don't need, but also file that under the list of not surprised, you know, anything that we can turn into a movie or a documentary or whatever we are going to do. So, of course, there will be a Labubu movie. I haven't looked into any of the details yet, but again, not surprised.
I'm here for that, for my kids.
Not necessary.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be geared more towards kids, so I might not really be up for going.
But don't you think the actual Labubus were geared more for kids? And here you are, 30-year-old woman.
With a stuffed animal strapped to your purse.
A great point, actually.
Yeah, I think they are. The intent is not for adults.
A lot of adults participated in it.
Now, that talkback was from our buddy Tiffany and Clayton. She had left one on Friday morning before we signed on, and I didn't see the talkback because it came in under our podcast section, and then it's a long story, but I didn't see it. And it was a talkback about how it was her birthday, and so I felt really bad after the show on Friday, and I sent her a birthday email like, oh, my God, sorry I didn't play that, but I hope you have a great birthday and great birthday weekend.
Nice.
Did she respond? No, of course not.
But she let us know about the Labubu movie.
There you go. So just maybe check your email if I sent you happy birthday. But whatever. I hope you had a great birthday. And
yes.
Happy birthday.
Great birthday weekend.
Who gives a fart?
Let's do a quick check-in with our football teams. How'd they do over the weekend?
Jess, do you want to begin? We have a season-long JV show bet. Each of us had to predict a win total. I was projecting for the Niners. Jess for her New York Giants of Salinas. And Selena representing the Raiders. The Raiders play tonight, Selena, as you're furiously Googling to see if they
lost
yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, what happened over the weekend? There was nothing.
They're playing the Cowboys tonight. Jess, how did, starting with the win total for the Giants, you projected what?
I predicted 5.
5 wins. And what did they come into yesterday's game at?
They are still at 2.
And so I assume that means
they lost against the Packers. At this point, you know what? I've accepted defeat.
So the number that we are off by the projections is the number of times that we'll have to spin the chug
wheel. I'll be lucky if I get one more.
And chug.
I'll be very lucky.
There's not a lot of wins left on that schedule. I was pulling for you guys yesterday, Jess, because I'm in a survivor pool, and had they pulled that off, that would have bounced about half the pool that I'm in and really would have had me in a good spot. And I ended up watching some of that game, and wow, the Giants, they are not good. It is not very watchable football. It's not good. So, Selena, you are sweating out until tonight's game.
Yep.
What was your win total projection?
I predicted 6. Projected 6.
6 wins. And how many do the Raiders currently have?
They're at 2-7.
Right now. Good. So, 2 wins. Good.
I'm with Jess. I've accepted defeat.
Why? You guys are throwing in the towel now. Do you want to just start spinning the chug wheel and chug it?
No way.
Get it over
just
with?
In case.
See if you guys can squeak out one more.
Grammy, I didn't pay attention to any football yesterday. How did the Niners do?
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Okay. They dominated. The Niners are now at 7 wins. We'll be talking about that more this morning. I picked them for 11, though, on the season, so I still have some work to do, but I'm feeling better, and their schedule ahead, again, it's the NFL, anything can happen. They've got some winnable games over the next few weeks, so let's hopefully they can pad a few more wins in there.
Well, good for you!
Yeah, you're probably going to be chugging maybe like once.
Well, I'm 4 twice. Away from my total right now. Yeah. Selena, you're still...
I got like 5.
You're
4
away from, you're four away from your total. So
I'm 3 we're away
this,
from
not me. Looking forward to this.
So we're all in the same spot.
Yeah, except your team's actually going to win more.
We hope.
That's the difference.
All right. Jess, you played the Powerball over the weekend.
Yes, you guys.
You don't look much richer, but we're going to talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teresa from Gilroy, wishing you guys an amazing week this week. And just so you guys know, I put up half of my Christmas decorations over the weekend, and it's making me so happy to see all the lights and to bring out all the boxes. It's the best time of year. It's my favorite time of year, and I gotta celebrate it for as long as I can. Take a look. Check your Instagram, Jeff.
It's beginning Check your Instagram, to look Jess. A lot like Christmas.
It's too soon. I don't like it.
You're not there yet?
I'm not there.
Well, then we need
I'm
to start blasting the green bean casserole song. The
JV
Show listeners want it. They need it. That's the song that's going to put us in the spirit that we need right now.
You're right, Graham.
Move over,
that
Christmas.
Is our fault.
Grab your green beans.
But doesn't it just make you so happy looking at the decorations? Teresa,
nope,
I'm looking at yours
not
right now.
Not yet.
They look beautiful.
I'm excited.
November 28th.
I'm excited for Christmas season, but I'm not yet in Christmas spirit yet.
Thank you.
But I will be getting my Christmas tree this year in November, which is going to be weird.
Ooh.
But just the way that everything lays out, because I think is the 1st of December is a Monday, so you got to get it. I want my tree up the entire month, right?
Yeah.
So that means I'm going to have to get it on like the Sunday before. Or the Saturday before, which will be...
I think that's what most people are
doing.
Which
will be a November date, which is weird.
I think that's what most people do the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's when they start doing all that. Hey, anyways, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So I think the whole Bay knows by now, John Beam, Laney College football coach and pillar in the community, passed away Friday from his gunshot wounds. He was shot on Thursday on campus, and police did arrest somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric Irving Jr., he was arrested in connection to the shooting. Charges are still pending.
All right, the 49ers on the road in Arizona taking on the Cardinals yesterday. And for the first time since about, I don't know, week one, the Niners actually had pretty much all their starters on offense out there. Brock Purdy made his return action after missing the last six straight games. He didn't look very rusty. He threw three touchdown passes in the game, no interceptions. The Cardinals were penalized 17 times in the game. So the Niners and the refs totally pounded them 41-22 to improve to 7-4 in the season. Next up for the team is a Monday night game here at Levi's against the Carolina Panthers.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
The rain continues on this Monday. We'll see scattered showers throughout the day, so drive safe. Temperatures will stay in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be six. Little problems are really going to start piling up, and today they might result in a total lack of progress. You should be able to get past this, but expect to have to waste some serious time and energy on this whole debacle. That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. It sounds like me, but I'm not an Aries. You said Aries besties?
Yeah,
maybe you have
so
a little bit in your chart.
I probably do. It's like my moon sign or
something.
It's in
your moon
house. I should look into that.
Moon.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you don't look like you've won millions of dollars.
Well, you guys, I could be like millions and millions of dollars richer right now because I did buy two Powerball tickets for Saturday night's drawing of $546 million.
What drew you into this one? Because the past ones, we blew past $1 billion.
Good
and we're like, Jess, get your tickets. Selena's getting one. I'm getting one. We'll all go in. And then we couldn't even get you.
There was just something about this one that I was like, I think this is the one for me.
Oh, you had that special feeling.
Yeah. And you know, I was coming off of like feeling really confident about numbers because I predicted when the government shutdown was going to be... ending, and I predicted that
That's
accurately.
True.
So I was like, maybe I should, you know, use this good luck for something. So bought two lottery tickets for Saturday night, you guys.
And
I'm very sad to announce I did not win.
Oh.
But so you're welcome to whoever did win. But
did somebody win?
Nope.
The jackpot?
Wait,
oh,
no, the Powerball or the Mega Millions?
Powerball.
The Powerball.
Powerball, nobody has won.
So I still have a chance.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But I thought it was kind of funny though, because as soon as we bought the tickets, we spent the whole way home arguing over this, me and my fiance Ruben, over what we would do with the money.
Oh my
gosh. Who we would tell. Go ahead. And I was like, wait, if we win, you can't tell anyone. Like we can't literally tell anyone except for like super, super, or just our immediate family.
But each one of them will tell someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he was like, what? Why not? Like, I'm still like going to work the next day and like tell everybody basically. And I was like, no, like you literally cannot do that. And we were already acting like if we were going to win, because I was like, no, like, I actually don't want you to tell anyone.
No, like, no one can know.
Right. Such sweet kids. They buy their first lottery tickets, and then they think they're going to win and go so far as to plan out who they can and can't tell when they win.
Back to Graham's initial question, because you didn't buy a ticket when the jackpot was over $1 billion, but you bought two tickets for this one. But you know, you had the exact same odds. Like, no matter what the jackpot is.
I think it was just one of those things where I was like, oh, yeah, I should go buy a ticket. And then I just never did, just because, I don't know. It's kind of more fun when you're with somebody else and you're like, hey, let's go get one. Like, what if we win?
So, I guess. Such sweet kids.
I do want myself like a loser.
Wait.
Such sweet kids.
I have a question, because this is honestly only my second time, I think, getting a lottery ticket.
We can tell.
Yeah, because the
we
last
can
time.
Tell. Just us.
Oh,
really? Wow.
The last time I got one was with my brother, and I think he handled the whole thing. But do some places not allow you to pick your own numbers, or was I like,
yeah, you can.
You can always pick your own.
Every single place, because
you got to go fill out the little sheet at some of them, or if you're using like a touchscreen machine, then you can just hit the numbers that you want.
See, because I don't know if this guy was just having a bad day and being a little bit rude, but I was like, oh, can we pick our own numbers? And he was like, oh, no, you can't do that. And then he just hit the machine, got the quick pick numbers, handed them to me, and we were on our way. So I was like, the whole point was me going in with my luck.
Oh, you would have won because you would have picked your lucky numbers.
Know.
What are your lucky numbers?
Well, my lucky number is 11, but usually I just go by whatever comes to me.
Why do people have lucky numbers? Like, what's 11 to you?
11 just feels lucky to me, because it just feels like
it's just a number that you picked. Like, I never
it's a number that I see,
like,
all the time.
Do you have a lucky number, Graham?
And then sometimes you look at the clock and it's 11:11, and Jess is like, oh my God, it's a sign. 11 must be my lucky number.
And then that was also my number in sports growing up too, so that was like, that's my number.
Yeah, don't you, like, if you had to pick numbers, Selena, wouldn't you pick like your kids' birthdays and stuff like that? And there are dates and numbers and things like that that you would use. I don't know that they're inherently lucky, but I would use them.
I would use those because they would come to mind, but I don't think I would win off those.
So
I always do quick pick.
You don't have one specific number that you think, like, that's my lucky number?
Not really.
Mine would be the number 3, but only because of the roulette wheel in Vegas. I've read 3 has paid for a few trips of mine. So I don't know what it is about that number, but so there you go.
And by the way, I know I had asked whether or not they still live stream the, like, Powerball numbers.
Like the actual drawing of them?
Yeah. I guess they do it on their Powerball website. So right when, I think it was 7 or 8, whatever time it was,
went to their Powerball.
You didn't tune in.
Oh, my God. We were in bed with our ticket, and we tuned into the Powerball.
Oh, my God. Tell me it's your first time playing the lottery without telling me it's the first time you played the lottery.
It was actually a fun experience.
And you were in bed at 7 o'clock?
No, we were watching a movie. So we paused the movie because I had put an alarm.
Selena, can you picture the two of them tucked in their bed holding their little ticket, watching the live stream of some ping pong balls bouncing out? And then just the
curled
shock and devastation
cats.
When they didn't win, right? It's like, what? Yeah. Wait, what? I had a feeling we were going to win.
God.
Remember, we weren't going to tell your brother that we won.
Yeah,
we had it all planned out.
This is so cute.
You had your
this
lawyer on so standby.
I was like, if we win, obviously we have to contact a lawyer first.
She'd already looked up the numbers.
Because I want it to be anonymous. I don't want people to know. And obviously I'm not going to show up to work the next day.
Oh, she had already crafted a draft email to the boss. She's not going to be in the next day. Wow. Such sweet kids.
Maybe next.
You guys are precious.
Yeah, as always, next time. We should play again this
week.
Yeah,
definitely. You're going to win for sure.
Or I could have won and you guys will never know. Maybe I'm just lying.
No, we would know if somebody
you're right.
We would know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what do you have?
I've got a big alert, if you don't already do this, for the cold and flu season, and you might want to start, and that is nasal irrigation. Do you guys nasally irrigate?
No.
You don't?
No.
Hey, have you ever used a neti pot before? That's probably the most common item for nasal irrigation. So you're putting some saline solution in one nostril, and then it flows through and then comes out the other side.
I don't like that.
What do you mean you don't like it?
It sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, I could never do that.
Yeah, I've never done it either. But you guys, it has in several studies demonstrated effectiveness in fighting the common cold, the duration of the cold and the severity of the cold. In studies, it found that you could knock several days off the duration of your cold. And it also decreases like the viral load that's in your nose. So you're less likely to spread your cold to other people if you are using a neti pot. You need to be using it several times throughout the day. But there's a lot of benefits to doing it. And like I said, it can shorten the duration of the cold as well.
Have you ever done that, Graham?
No, I haven't. I know people that do, and they swear by it, particularly people that suffer a lot from allergies, because they say in other studies it shows that you can drastically reduce the allergies that you suffer from, because you're getting rid of that pollen or whatever the thing is that's triggering your allergies. You're flushing it right out of your nasal passages.
That makes sense. I just wish there was a different way.
I just can't. I cannot bring myself to do it. Is that the same as like the like Novage thing?
That's probably a similar thing, yeah. That one kind of forces the water through this. Some neti pot, you just sort of pour it through the saline solution, you know, whatever you're using to flush it out. You don't just use your regular old tap water.
Right. The Novage one, it's like this device. You like put it to your nose and it shoots it up one nostril and then out the other.
Uh-huh.
And it like rinses everything out. I told you my man had to use that when he took a shot upside down at his birthday party a couple years ago when he was doing a flip off a diving board.
So he took the shot while doing the flip?
Yeah, and then all the tequila went up his nose the wrong way. And remember his whole like brain and eyes were burning?
Oh,
I told you guys about this. And then he had to flush everything out using one of those.
Smart.
But I had to help him do it. And he said it felt like his brain was being like sucked out. Like, I will never do that.
Yeah,
but think about how miserable you are when you have a cold or you have like severe allergies or something like that. And there's a way to beat that and also make it less likely to spread that cold to somebody else. I think everyone needs to be doing this. And these things, like, this is not some new phenomenon. They say this dates back like 5,000 years. People have been doing like some version of a neti pot nasal irrigation first.
What about those who have the Paris Jackson hole in the nose?
Well, then the water circulates a little too easily there. You need to get it a little farther up, I think, to flush it out. I'm down to try it. I've always been curious to try it, but always kind of chickened out a little bit. But I bet you there's a lot of people listening. They're like, oh, it's the best.
I can't do it. Clears
everything out.
But I feel like, Graham, I feel like when you get sick, you don't get sick for that long already.
Usually I knock it out, although this year I was sick for a couple days over that weekend a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wait, what? What is happening here?
A couple days is not bad. I'm sick for a couple weeks, at least.
Selena, you need to try this.
Every time I get sick.
Your nose is clogged.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm scared. I'm scared.
It's just a little warm saline water.
I can't do it.
Can't be that bad.
The other thing we were talking about is...
Shout out to the chug wheel.
Ew, no.
That's not considered chugging.
Like nose chugging?
No, whatever comes out, and we fill up the cup. And then
Ew, so disgusting. You're gross.
Thanks.
Right. The other thing we're talking about is the lottery. Jess and her man played the Powerball for the very first time over the weekend. And they were so cute. They laid in bed at 7 o'clock and watched the live stream.
Our feet are being drawn with their cat.
Clutching their little ticket.
Yeah. Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Hey, yes. Don't lose your hope. I was just like you. When I started buying lottery tickets, and for some reason, on October 26th, it was Sunday, I was on my way back home from laundry in the morning, and I was like, you know what, let me stop at this gas station, and I just bought two tickets out of Fantasy Five, dollar each, and I'm going to send Graham, I won $260 that day. I was lucky, I was happy.
Whoa!
You guys, see, I'm not losing hope.
Now, see, it's not
about... But he's actually lucky, though.
See, there's we got to make sure we differentiate these things, because Selena and I both buy lottery tickets and scratchers. We're both...
Addicted.
We are those people, so we're not mocking you for buying the tickets or anybody that plays the lottery, because we do ourselves. I love buying scratchers and lottery tickets. Love it. And that $2 you plunk down for the Powerball ticket, it is worth it for that daydream throughout the day. What we're laughing about is the two of you cuddled up in bed, convinced that you are going to win...
Actually really
that
fun.
Powerball.
And even though and arguing about tell somebody, don't tell anybody.
Right.
Hey, at least we're figuring out our plan now for when it does happen. You know, I'm manifesting.
Yeah, you do want to be prepared.
Yeah. I'm gonna add it to my vision board for 2020.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So I have an update on Ariana Grande after being charged at on the red carpet. I think everyone saw the video by now. She's at the Wicked premiere in Singapore, and she and her co-stars are walking the carpet, and then all of a sudden, this crazy fan hops the barrier, and he actually makes it up to Ariana Grande. He wraps his arms around her before her co-stars had to jump in and, like, rip this guy away. So that fan is Johnson Wen. I told you last week, this is what he does. On his Instagram bio, it says he's a troll. He jumps on stage at concerts. It's happened to The Weeknd. It's happened to Katy Perry. This is just what he does. Well, he has been charged, by the way, in Singapore with being a public nuisance. He pled guilty, and he now has to pay a fine of up to $1,500. So even though he's been charged, no one is physically harmed. Ariana is said to be going through it mentally right now. Sources are saying that this triggered some kind of PTSD that she has from the Manchester bombing that happened at her concert back in 2017.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, where 22 of her fans were killed and then over 1,000 more injured. And they're saying Ariana, she's never like fully, I mean, not to take anything away from those who lost their lives, but she also feels in some ways she was a victim at the same time. And she still has panic attacks over that. And any sort of like this fan charging at her, it just,
it triggers
something emotionally or mentally in her that she doesn't know what is going to happen.
Yeah, that's understandable. And in the video, if you actually take a look at her reaction, she does, you could tell that she starts breathing like really heavy as soon as it happens. It's like she's trying to calm herself down.
That is scary. Yeah, they say her mind just automatically goes to like the worst case possible scenario after that.
And then she immediately gets stuck in the character that she's playing in Wicked.
Yeah, yeah. Then she goes back to Glinda.
Be stuck in Glinda for the next 10 years.
That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Glinda. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Paris
that preview, by the way, came on the other day when we were watching the football game.
And
yesterday.
Are you sold? You gonna go watch it?
I am not, but my daughter was like, ooh. And I was like, no, don't get excited about that.
Wait till we tell her about the double feature at theaters. You guys can watch both movies.
Wait, you should
back to back.
My kids would fall asleep. They love going to the movies in the movie theater, but they had to watch both Wicked movies back to back. They'd be miserable. I know them. They don't have they've got a good attention span for screens. Not that good.
Over 5 hours is crazy.
No thanks.
That sounds awful. Paris Hilton is getting roasted. People are calling her delusional. Listen to this. So she did a new interview with the Sunday Times talking about her media business, 1111 Media. It's now valued at over $1 billion. It's doing pretty good. She's got over 25 employees. But here's what she said in this interview. She said, I'm self-made. Like, I've done this all on my own. No one's ever given me anything in my entire life.
What? Not even close. Like, not even close to being
thank you.
The truth. Not even a tiny, teensy, tiny fraction
everyone's
of the truth.
Like, have you lost
she's
your mind?
Born
are
with
your
a silver spoon in her mouth.
Hilton, thank you. So according
to me, she has a media company?
Yeah.
And they're worth $1 billion?
I guess so.
And they have 25 employees.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Is that math not math into you or something?
I mean, it's possible. Look, I mean, we live in San Francisco in the Bay Area where we've seen these tech unicorn companies get valued at just astronomical numbers. And yeah, they probably have
two guys.
Small numbers.
Yeah.
They probably have pretty small numbers. But a Paris Hilton-led media company is worth $1 billion and there's only 25 of them in that dinky little office. It's possible. Yeah. Anything's possible.
So for people wondering about everything that's been handed to Paris, because come on, you didn't do everything on your own. Your last name says it all right there. So her grandfather was the late billionaire Baron Hilton. He died in 2019. He left 97% of his wealth to the Hilton family's foundation. Nothing to Paris herself, but her parents, rich as hell.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have a net worth of hundreds of millions of dollars, so maybe you didn't get anything necessarily from the Hilton brand, but your parents, your family is still rich.
Kathy Hilton, is that her mom?
Yes.
She's often on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's her mom.
Yeah, that woman's not hurting for money. Holy Jesus, she rich. She's like bizarrely rich.
Whoa.
These people are incredibly wealthy. These people are incredibly wealthy. I've worked for everything I've had. Yeah, right.
I'm self-made.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Not a chance.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, a couple of big updates, you guys. First, this is a good one for me. YouTube TV and Disney finally reached an agreement over the weekend, and Disney, ABC, and ESPN channels and content back on the platform, finally.
Yes.
YouTube TV subscribers. We're without it for a couple of weeks. We couldn't watch Monday Night Football and a bunch of other stuff we wanted to watch, but we were offered a $20 credit for our troubles. Thank you, Google. I did go redeem mine over the weekend. I was like, I got to get that $20. Like, whatever. They make you, it's a couple minor hoops. You can't just, like, it should be automatically credited to your bill.
Honestly, should. That's
it,
so stupid.
I think it can. It is for some people, but if you... I don't know. I read into it. Whatever. I was not one of those people that was going to get it automatically credited. So I had to go to the site and then click on the thing and then say, redeem my credit. I don't know why everybody didn't just get it automatically. But then I used that $20, you guys, because I was like, $20 credit. And then I saw that the NFL ticket, you know, where you can watch all the games, they had a special going on where it was only $48 for the rest of the season. And that's dude math right there, because it was like $20 back and it's only $48. Now I can watch all the games. And I did. And my wife was like, there's another game on that you're watching? She did a little judgment yesterday.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Was heavily interested in a few games yesterday. All right, another air travel update for you guys. We had a lot of flight cancellations and flight reductions across the major airports in the United States because of the government shutdown. And as you get ready for Thanksgiving travel, a lot of people pretty nervous about what was going to be happening and was air travel going to be a nightmare. Hopefully it is not. This is good news. Yesterday, the FAA announced that this morning they're lifting all flight reductions at major U.S. airports and reinstating normal operating levels. So air traffic controllers are once again receiving paychecks, which is great. And we should see everything sort of go back to normal. Doesn't mean that there won't be delays and things like that as everything gets back up and running again. But they are cleared to operate at a normal level. So that's good.
Finally. That's some good news on this Monday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Can we talk about something I'm very, very excited about? I just checked the weather, you guys. Look, it was pouring rain. Like, did you guys have that downpour last night? Like I did. It woke me up. The house was shaking.
Too.
It was raining so hard. Holy.
It was so, I was scared.
Holy torrential downpour. But tomorrow. Weather looks fantastic, which is great because tomorrow will be your chance to meet us, the JV Show. We are going to be out live with our friends at Venardi Zarata Law Firm. They are hosting their fourth annual meet and greet Thanksgiving food drive. And you're like, meet the JV Show? Yeah, that sounds great, right?
Yep.
But really, a lot of people will be there to meet Fred Warner from the 49ers.
Yeah.
He's going to be out there. He always does a lot of great stuff in the community. So they're collecting food donations. Look, we want to meet you, but we also want to generate a lot of food donations for the food banks of Contra Costa and Solano counties. And so we're going to be tomorrow. Mark your calendars. Don't forget, we're going to be in Walnut Creek tomorrow, 101 Ignacio Valley Road from 5:30 to 7. Bring a food donation. You know, non-perishable, food item. Meet Fred Warner. Hopefully, first 100 people in line to meet him get something autographed. And you can also meet the JV Show. And we're also going to be bringing a lot of chug mugs. Maybe we could autograph those too.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I think some
couple people might.
Yeah, okay. Some people DM me sometimes.
Just in case, we'll have some markers.
Just in
there.
Case, just and in case. Magic Matt's gonna be mixing out there
nice.
As well, so you can meet Matt as well.
All right, so those details on our Instagram.
Yep, in the story and on
JV
the feed.
Morning Show. Sweet. So do not forget. All right, let's get to what the bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we're going to send you one. Here is today's clip. Again, if you think you know what the word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for the clip
of
the day? Having in public is so awkward because once one person notices, then everyone's looking.
Whoa.
And then once you're looking, you can't not look. You can't not look. You can't look away.
But if you see people looking at you, don't you stop?
Sometimes you can't.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes you can't.
Yeah,
sick.
It would sting. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app and hit the talkback mic button. It's that easy to leave us a guess. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning, though, if you want to win the JV Show chug mug. And keep in mind, this is a family show. So keep those guesses PG, please.
That's right. We're going to play your guesses next, so get them in now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday to you. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, you are going to be getting today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Having in public is so awkward because once one person notices, then everyone's looking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right.
Remember, this is a family show, you sickos, okay? So when you leave your guests, please make sure it is something clean. Let's go to your talk bags now.
Good morning. Happy Monday. This is Lucia from San Francisco. My guess for the bleeped out word is gas. Having gas in public. Yeah, because once one person notices and then that thing lingers, everybody knows. Have a good day.
That's a good guess. Yeah,
that's a great guess.
But
it goes back to the law.
Though.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it. So
that's true.
You can't play it off.
That's true.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lance from San Ramon, and my guess is hiccups.
Having the hiccups in public.
That's a popular guess this morning. A lot of people guessing hiccups. Hiccups can be embarrassing.
I feel like it's just embarrassing having hiccups as an adult. Don't you just feel like something it should only happen to kids?
Yeah, I think that or really drunk people. Because when you get the hiccups when you're really drunk, like they don't go away. They'll just they can ruin your whole night.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alana from San Leandro. I think today's bleeped out word is wedgie. Wedgie. Happy Monday.
That public wedgie.
That's hilarious. It reminds me of your photo from home last week, Graham, where you're clenching the butt cheeks a little too hard there.
I don't know what was happening in that picture. It was part wedgie, part clench. I don't know what it was. I'd like to move on from it.
All right. Well, starting now. Sorry, I brought it up, Grammy.
Thank you.
All right. Let's continue to get those guesses in. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave it on a talk back now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are going to win this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Having in public is so awkward because once one person notices, then everyone's looking.
Yeah.
And then it's too late. Everyone knows what you're doing. So let's go.
Might as well just keep doing it at that point, right?
You're not going to quit, are you? Are you a quitter?
Nope.
All right, let's go to the talk backs.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Monday, guys. This is Tarek from Brentwood. I think the bleeped out word today is meltdowns. Having meltdowns in public. All right, guys. Have a good day. Take care.
That is the worst.
That's a great guess.
And like when your kid
starts having a meltdown and you just know you cannot avoid it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the absolute worst feeling.
What do you say to them in that moment? Like, what do you say so that to make them stop?
There's
what
nothing else? You can't say. Oh. When at least in my experience, my kids are in that full meltdown phase and here it comes. Like, there's nothing you can do to get them out of it.
Bribing works sometimes.
Just buckle up.
Yeah.
Hi, JV Show. It's Mac from Hayward. I think that bleeped out word is cramps. Bye.
Ooh, cramps in public. What's up, Mac? I like that. Mac in Hayward. What's up? Hope you have a great day.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, great guess. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Hamid from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is arguments.
Having arguments.
That was far and away the most popular guest this morning. Great guess.
Yes. Yeah. I always like to be the person that sees other people arguing. Not so fun when it's
you're the
me.
One.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. It's Justin Angelo from Brentwood. And my guess for the bleeped out word is disagreements. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Yes. All right. Here's today's clip unbleeped. Having disagreements in public is so awkward because once one person notices, then everyone's looking.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that guessed argument this morning are like, oh, come on.
You were right there. Kind of the same thing.
They totally guessed the wrong word.
Yeah.
The correct word. All right. Let's give a couple.
Let's do it.
Do I even say a couple shout-outs? Because I think it's just one shout-out this morning. This Monday is Monday. But again, everybody was on the guess of arguments. That was the most popular guess. But, of course, it was disagreements. Jess and Angela and Brentwood. What's up, Jess and Angela? What's up? A brand new JV Show Chuggy Muggy coming your way. And because there are two of you, I will cut the mug in half. That way you guys can each get a piece of it. We can't afford to give away two of these
things. That is so thoughtful,
so I will
Graham.
Cut it down the middle, and you can each get a half of a chug mug.
Nice.
Congrats to you guys. They obviously had the first and only correct answer this morning. So if you didn't get it today, you should try again tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, I don't know. That's what I would do. I'd
same time.
Set a clock for 7:05.
Right,
well, I actually set
JV
for
show.
6 o'clock because that's when the show starts. But, you know.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's welcome Kaylee to the JV Show. Good morning, Kaylee.
Morning.
How was the weekend?
It was okay.
Oh, just okay.
Same.
Not great.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, hopefully this week can be a little bit better for you. I mean, you're on the JV show to play the Yup Nope game. Maybe you can win some of these tickets.
Yep. We got 4 tickets on the line for the Safeway Holiday Ice Rink.
So here's how this is going to go down. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct and the tickets are yours. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 1. So after a trillion comes a quadrillion. What comes after that?
Marina.
Take a guess.
A quintillion?
Yep.
That's the one. A quintillion. That's it. Yep. All right. Question number 2. Try to answer this one a little quicker so there's nobody, you know, suspecting some suspicery out there. All right. Question
number... Suspicery.
Yeah, whatever. Is that a word? It should
be. I think so.
I like it. All right. Question number 2. The Manhattan Project was a top secret research and development program aimed at producing what?
Nuclear weapons?
Yep.
That's what it was, yep.
Mom's trying, giving her the answer.
Trying to make
but
the
that's okay, Dad.
Someone's
okay.
Back there Googling something. No,
oh,
no.
Oh, wow. Selena's calling you guys
allegedly,
out.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
There's no Googling. There's no
suspicion.
Okay, I hope not. All right, here's question number 3. What type of wine is a Pinot Gris?
Mm-hmm.
White or red?
White.
Yep.
You guys knew that one.
Mom knows that one. She's got a bottle in the cup holder right now. I'm kidding. Don't do that. All right, question number 4. You guys don't even need this one. You've already won the game and won those passes, but we're going to do the question number 4 just for funsies. The LSAT is a test taken by students who hope to attend what kind of school? What do you take the LSAT for? Or maybe
law?
L.
Yep.
Law school. Yeah. I didn't want to go
there
to law
you go.
School.
We should get mom's name because she played too.
Yeah. What's mom's name back there?
Jennifer.
Jennifer and Kaylee.
Jennifer,
nice work, you
just
got job,
you guys. 4 tickets to the Safeway Holiday Ice Rink. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. And we hope that you have a better day, Kaylee, and a better week. Congrats. Hang on for those tickets. Graham, before we get to your shout outs, I got a couple on the talk back.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show, Graham, Selena, and Jess. I wanted to give a shout out and wish my son a happy 12th birthday. Let him know that Tofu and everyone in our family loves him. And we are so excited to continue to see him grow. He's such a good kid and just... very, very special with a big heart. I really hope this works. I tried DMing the past 2 years. It didn't work. So third time's a charm.
Wow. Shots fired. First of all, happy birthday, nameless son. She forgot to include his name there. But
who gives a fuck?
One of those.
Who DMs did you slide into? I'm not going 0-3 on DM birthday shout outs. I get, I feel like I have a pretty successful conversion rate on birthday shout outs. I'm going to need to see some screenshots of these DMs.
Somehow this is Jess's fault. I just feel it.
Yeah,
good morning,
sounds
JV
right.
Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. I was just hoping you guys can give me a birthday shout out. Today is my birthday. I was going to sleep in because I had the day off from work and my boyfriend took the kids to school, but then I realized I need to listen to my favorite radio show still. So I'm awake listening in. I'm just going to enjoy my day off, get my nails done, get some lunch, and just enjoy my day. So, thank you. Love you guys.
That sounds like a wonderful day, first of all.
First of all, start your morning listening to the JV show, she said. Love that. And then, take
nails,
the day off.
Lunch, and happy
lunch.
Birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
And, of course, appreciate you still listening to our show on your birthday and your day off. All right, I got a bunch of DMs here. First one, hey, Graham, can I get a birthday shout out for my daughter, Annalise? It's her birthday. She's turning 9. Just want to wish her a happy birthday on the airwaves because she loves being acknowledged. But, of course, who gives a fart? And that's from our buddy Phil in the city.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday there. Another one. Good morning. I'd like to give a shout out to my my son Tomas on his 6th birthday. Thanks for being silly and caring. Amelia, mom, and dad, love you, bubs. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, shout out to Mylene and Matthew. This is me and my own DMs. I wrote myself a DM to remember to give them a shout out. Mylene and Matthew, I met them over the weekend at the Super Duper Burger in Napa. They asked if I could shout out the St. Helena High School football team, who is 11-0 on the season.
What?
And they just won their first playoff game, I think, on Friday night. So, nice. Congrats to them. And it was great meeting you guys.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, mom sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Longtime listener, first time DMer. All right, get in here. Stay a while. I want to wish my son Joey a very special B-Day today. He's 17. He's on the way to school. Both him and my daughter should be listening in the car while they're driving safe, I hope. We love you, bud. Mama, Dad, Lulu, and Bo, happy golden birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
It's the 17th. 17 on the 17th. Nice work. Happy birthday, Joey. Another one here. Hi, good morning, Graham. Can you guys give a special birthday shout out to my little sister? We love listening to you guys on the way to school. She's turning 12 today. Valerie, you are the light of our lives. May your birthday be as beautiful and bright as your heart. We're so proud of the young lady you're growing up to be. You're so smart, caring, and thoughtful. Love you lots. That's from Mom, Dad, Sam, Brian, Aliza, Emiliano, aww, and Woody Boy. All right, happy birthday, Valerie.
Who gives a fart?
Who do you think Woody Boy is? Grandpa. Another one here. Hi, Graham. I'd love if you could shout out Cindy Esperanza, who's turning 8 today. She listens to you guys every morning to make her day. That's from Pippa Bella. Yes. Happy birthday, Sydney. Whoops.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, Graham, I want to give a huge birthday shout out to our amazing son, Bryson Jett, who's turning 8. You make us so proud and we love you so much. Keep up the great work as a young student athlete. Love Dad, Mom, Van, and Quinn. Yes, happy birthday, Bryson Jett.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here, Graham, can you say happy late birthday to Roberto from Juice? Yes, happy late birthday, Roberto.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, good morning, Graham. I'm sliding back in your DMs again. I want to give a big birthday shout out to my son, Josiah Ray. He's turning the big 10 today. We're so proud of him. Can't wait to celebrate him later today. Love Mom and Dad. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Everyone, happy Monday. Could you wish a happy birthday to my husband, Roberto Solario, Julian, Seiya, and wife. Love them so much. My kids and him love your show. They listen to you guys every morning on their way to school and work. Yes, happy birthday, aww, Roberto.
Who gives a fart?
And then one final belated birthday shout-out is our buddy Hammer and Hank's birthday over the weekend.
Happy Selena. Birthday.
And I think we left a talk back on Friday, and then we ran out of time and then didn't play. It was a whole thing. But Hanky, we love you, buddy. We love you. Hope you had a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Peace in your hood.
Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
What the heck was Britney Spears doing with the Kardashians? Did you guys see these videos?
That was real?
No.
Yes, it was real. You thought it was AI?
Yeah, it was like, I don't think this is real.
No, this was real. Britney was hanging with Khloe and Kim, just like hanging out, like laid up in bed with them. Britney also shared a video of True and Chicago dancing for her. And Britney was like hyping them up as she was recording them because, you know, no one knows dancing like Britney Spears. It was just a really weird link up. I think everyone online was like, this is just really random. That was my thought. I was like, what is she doing there? It just seems a little odd. But Britney said, such a warm, beautiful, kind family. Thank you for allowing me to play with your kids and dinner. It was an honor to spend time with you guys. Happy holidays.
Aww.
Random?
Yeah,
very weird. Very weird.
I would pay to listen to that dinner conversation. Just like what they talked about.
Yeah.
Just, it's got to be fascinating.
I know. Now to some drama. So Cardi, as you know, she has moved on. She's got a new man. She's got a new baby. And there is still drama with Offset. So here's what Offset posted after learning that Cardi had her baby. He tweeted, divorce ain't even finalized yet and you popping out another man's baby. He also posted on his Instagram story, my kid, LOL. So apparently, same thing that happened to, what's the girl, the one that was in prison and got out. Why can I not think of her name right now?
Anna Delvey?
No.
She was in prison.
No, why am I blanking on her name? The one, she killed her mom.
Oh, Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose.
God,
I didn't want to have to say
that. How are we supposed to guess that?
I don't know. So, same thing that happened to Gypsy Rose. According to Georgia law, Offset could be considered the legal father of Cardi's new baby because they are still legally married.
That's right.
So that's what Offset was referring to when he posted on his story, my kid. He was like making fun that, hey, everyone's reporting I could be the baby's dad, which he's not, right, clearly. But by law, that could be what is on paper. Now, Cardi is done with this harassment. She posted, y'all be thinking it's so funny and it's not. It's all fun and games until it's too late. Sometimes I sleep and I wonder, this is not normal. You see crime documentaries, you see stuff on social media about women getting killed every other day. So it sounds like maybe Offset has like threatened her physically. She didn't really go into specifics, but she also went on Spaces and she said, I'm really tired of getting harassed. And when I get harassed privately and ignore it, that's when I start getting harassed publicly. I have every single receipt. If you want to keep sending blogs to harass me, like I can't take it anymore, is what she said.
What does this have to do with Gypsy Rose?
I know.
You lost me there.
No, I'm saying that we talked about that same law. Regarding paternity.
Oh, got it.
She was in that same situation.
I just kept waiting for Gypsy Rose to come into this conversation, and then she's actually the mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what?
Gypsy Rose is the mom?
Yeah, but Offset's down to cheat with anybody.
That's right. A good point.
But he needs to just move on.
It's honestly scary at this point that he cannot get over this. And everybody in the comments is like, oh my God, this reminds me of this ex, and he did this, and he was violent, and... Like, he's basically stalking at this point.
Yeah.
Is what people are saying. It's just, but I will say it's showing more about him and how he is than anything else.
And you said he's now dating Gypsy Rose.
And he's now dating Gypsy Rose.
Got it.
And he's the father of her baby.
I hope we have a documentary forthcoming about that.
It's coming on Lifetime.
Okay, good.
Graham,
good.
What do you have?
All right, so we talked a bit about the lottery earlier this morning because Jess and her man played the Powerball for the first time. And despite the 1 in 292 million odds of matching all the numbers, they were convinced they were going to win.
Yeah.
So cute. Well, spoiler alert, they didn't. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot drawing, though, but there were two Bay Area tickets that matched five of the numbers. Those tickets, one of them sold at the Rotten Robbie gas station on Foxworthy Ave in San Jose, and then the other one was sold at the One Stop Liquor and Food on Pacheco Boulevard in Pacheco. Those tickets each worth $609,497. How about that?
I always love that for myself.
But also what you would feel inside knowing you were just one number shy of the $546 million jackpot. That would sting, but $600,000 consolation prize, you're pretty happy. Now, look, since nobody won, the jackpot's rolled again. Tonight's drawing, Jess, if you and your man want to get your tickets and know that you're going to win this one, is for $570 million. So make sure you get in on that one because you can't win if you don't play. Also, if you're listening, want to play, and you win, which you won't. But if you did, don't forget about your favorite local morning radio show because we would like a consolation cut of that.
Yeah.
Also, and just to close the other lottery loophole that we talked about, the Mega Millions from last week, we were hypothesizing that's probably going to hit $1 billion. By the time that drawing came around, it reached $980 million. It was just shy of $1 billion, and one single ticket won that. Some person in Georgia won that.
Oh my God.
$980 million.
That's insane.
One ticket won that. And that could have been you and your man, Jess. You didn't buy a ticket for the Mega Millions.
You did Powerball.
Oh my God.
Whoops.
I blame that attendant at that gas station because he didn't let me pick my own numbers. I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be on an island somewhere.
You could have gone somewhere else and played there.
That's a good point, but I just. I'm gonna try again.
Yes. And by next time, I mean tonight.
Yeah.
So if Jess is not in tomorrow morning, you guys know why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, can we talk about Thanksgiving next?
Sure.
Because my plans have completely fallen through at this point.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm wondering if I should be offended by what my family
did
to me. And I'll share that with you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we are the Bay's number one hit music station. On a Monday, the JV Show here. We're still commercial free. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And you can say, and I'm Tanya.
I'm Tanya.
Whoa, look at that.
Special guest alert.
Yeah, before we get to my family completely screwing me over for Thanksgiving, that in a second. Let's talk about what we are doing tomorrow. Well, really what you, Tanya, are doing tomorrow. And thank you for allowing us to tag along.
I feel like it's what we are doing tomorrow.
Is it
because,
us?
Look, Tanya and they got Fred Warner coming out tomorrow.
We do.
A huge, huge star. But as you talk about this event, the JV Show is going to be there. And obviously...
We're the real stars.
That's the real star. Like, look, I'm going to fangirl hard over Fred Warner, but most people, I believe, are going to be fangirling over us. I'll let you address that topic.
Yes. No, thank you guys so much for having me here today. So I'm with Venardi Zarata. We are a personal injury and employment law firm in the Bay Area. We have an office in Oakland, Walnut Creek. We're in the mix of opening a couple more offices locally. But tomorrow, as Graham was saying, we are having our fourth annual Thanksgiving food drive. All proceeds benefit the Contra Costa and Solano County Food Bank.
Very cool.
And like you guys mentioned, we have Fred Warner that is coming out to join us. So he will be there from 5:30 to 7. Everybody that comes and donates is able to meet Fred, get a photo with him, say hi, meet you guys as well, meet the VZ firm also. But the first 100 fans in line who donate also get a signed autograph from Fred. So
very cool.
It's a great thing. We're hoping everybody comes out. You know, Venardi Zarata is, we have some core values that really mean a lot to us, and community is at the top of that. And we're just doing what we know is right and what That's we should awesome. Do.
Yeah, very cool. We've had you on in past years to help yes. promote this event. And Fred Warner, I think it's so cool, Fred Warner, because look, he's injured. He's got a, he could very easily say like, I need to be on my couch with
what
a bag
a great
of ice.
Excuse. I need that for my job.
But I'm stoked that he's going to be there. I just looked up. It says Fred Warner's 6'3". I just want to know, like, when I size him up tomorrow, like,
oh,
you know,
God.
how I stack up.
Man, I'm 6'2½, right?
I'm 6'2¾, so
oh,
me and
you
Fred
grew.
Are... We'll be right.
Congratulations.
Wear Fred. Some high tops tomorrow so you can have an extra
No, obviously. I'm going to put some lifts in my shoes just so I can be right up next to him. We will have a bunch of JV Show Chug Mugs if you've
that's right,
tried and tried and tried to win a JV Show Chug Mug and never got one during our What the Bleep game. We're going to have a bunch to give away. Our JV Show mixer, Magic Matt, he's going to be out there playing some music. It's going to be super fun. Again, 101 Ignacio Valley Road mm-hmm. in Walnut Creek. 5:30 to 7. All that information on our Instagram, JV yes. Morning Show.
Yep. Sourdough Sam will be there.
Sourdough Sam's going to be there too?
Yes, Sourdough Sam will be there.
Wait, okay. This is so cool.
Every time somebody else is on this announcement of who's going to be there, the JV Show just gets bumped down
I
to
know.
The third Fine, most we're popular last. Attraction
we're last.
There.
Fine.
But we will be there and we got a bunch of chug mugs to give away. It's just super cool. And then
and you check the weather. We're going to be getting a break from the rain, so there goes that excuse.
I was nervous about that because I got pounded yesterday.
Whoa.
By the rain, you guys. It was just a torrential downpour. And just a reminder, what do we want people to bring? What kind of donations do we want to bring for the food drive?
Yeah, thank you. So all non-perishable items, canned foods, of course, number one, dried beans is a great one as well. Anything that has a longer expiration or shelf life. Bring out anything that you can. We really, really appreciate it. I will give a little heads up. We are known to draw a very large crowd for this event. Last year, we welcomed over 500 people. People started lining up as early as 6:30 a.m.
Whoa.
The event starts at 5:30. Yes.
And this year, since we're going to be there, people are going to line
up.
They're
there now.
You
guys can go now.
Like, I saw some tents out on the news. I didn't know what they were there for.
Yeah. Move over barista cup. Move over tote bags. Move over everything. People are going to line up way earlier.
This event's bigger. This year will be the biggest and best.
I am hoping for
I already know. And thankfully, the weather's going to cooperate.
Yes. Whoa. Our goal is to fill at least 10 barrels. Last year, we filled 8. So just want to keep going.
Easy.
More.
Let's
more
go.
If there's 15. One thing we know about the JV Show fam, they're the most
I'm
generous,
with you, Jess.
Yes.
Most generous giving. Listeners on the planet. So.
Right.
We got you.
So JV Morning Show, if you want to check out all the information, that's our Instagram right there. And give us a follow, too. Why not? I want to know if I should be offended by what my family is doing. And Tanya, I'm glad that you're here because you can weigh in. So drunken night with my sisters a few weeks back. And they're like, oh my God, you should totally do Thanksgiving at your house. I'm like, at my house? Really? Like, okay. As I'm like hiccuping because we're drunk, right? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Oh,
Thanksgiving. Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Now, leading up, like over the past 2 weeks, I've been getting call after call from my mom. She's like, you know, it's going to be a lot of cooking. I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'll just figure it out. Yeah, I'll use the Honey Baked Ham Company. Who cares?
Yeah. Delicious, by the way.
I get another call. It's going to be a lot of cleanup after. It's going to be a lot of mess. I'm like, it's mom. We have kids. You know, they're going to help. It's fine. Like, we'll figure it out. You're going to have to get up super early. Mom, I know. I get up early every day. I will set an alarm to make that turkey. But you don't know how to make a turkey. Maybe we can have a Thanksgiving without a turkey. She's like giving me every reason to not have Thanksgiving in my house.
And or doesn't have a lot of faith in you.
That's what I was going to say. Is that what's happening here?
Oh, yeah.
They just don't think I can pull it off.
She thinks you're going to fall flat on your face on this one.
Because the last call I got from her was like, too bad, we're doing it at my house.
Oh, she immediately pulled the plug.
Scratch that, we're doing it at my house. And she said it's because she has to work the next day and the drive from Salinas, you know, all the way to Hayward. Like, she'd feel more better. She'd feel better just staying in Salinas. And I couldn't argue that. But this is, and all my family, all my sisters, they're like backing her. So it really comes down to them not thinking I can pull this off, right?
I think that's what it is. And look, don't you feel a sense of relief? I would.
Not really, because now I got to drive.
Yeah, but you don't have to host. Hosting Thanksgiving is a lot. Now, let me sidebar with Tanya here for a second. You listen to the JV show. You love the show. You look, and you've, over the years, you know, gotten to know Selena and love Selena like we all do. And she's not listening right now. What do you think percentage chance was that she would actually be able to pull off a Thanksgiving meal hosting at her house? And again, she can't hear this.
You could be honest,
I got faith in you, Selena.
So like,
that's one person.
I think you probably would have leaned heavy on the honey bake, you know, delivery.
Well, that's
but
what
you know,
for.
No knock on that. They do make a delicious, delicious smoked turkey. By the way, my family we actually get one of those every year. It's so good. I do recommend. But so you were saying like about 40% chance you could pull it off.
No, I'll give you 50-50.
Okay.
Still not very good.
Okay. That's,
fine. You know. Oh, yeah. But I was, like, honestly, like, deeply offended. Like, wow, they're pulling out, like, every excuse in the book. Like, give me every reason why this should not be going down at my place.
Yeah, and they're regretting the fact that they even told you that in the first place.
I know.
When they were drunk.
Probably are, because they probably thought I was going to say no.
Yeah.
And I was like, good idea.
They're like, dang, she's on board. How do we get her out of it now?
It's at your own house. Just percentage chance that Selena would even show up on time to her own own meal that she's hosting.
53.
I'd say 50-50.
Just because she's already there, so it'd be kind of hard not to make it.
But would you be
dressed and ready?
No.
You'd be like, I set an alarm. I know I set an alarm.
Yeah. I think the food would be ready. Like, it'd be delivered on time.
Yeah.
Right.
But I wouldn't be ready.
Full scramble. See, aren't you glad that you aren't? The stress of that last minute, the hosting, you're racing around the house, and my wife's telling me, clean up that thing, do that, put that away.
Part of me is relieved, I guess, but I'm like so hurt.
Yeah.
Now you just got to show up with the best sides. Walk in there, kick down the door, and you got the best sides.
And criticize their food.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Turkey's a little dry.
And make sure you're on time.
Who made this?
Make sure you're on time. Be the first one there.
Well, that
that's not going to happen.
Now you're just talking crazy, Daniel. Come on now.
Next on the JV show, we're talking about an app that you haven't heard about in a long time.
Yeah.
Possibly making a comeback.
With a big change that I think a lot of people is going
to
like.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And we have to say hi to...
Taliana!
We just had Tanya in here from Bernardi Zarada, and she said that she got a text from her daughter saying, why didn't you give me a shout out? So there's your shout out. Hi!
Yes! Hello!
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. All right. There's an app making a comeback. Listen up.
Vine is making a comeback.
And
we've heard about this a few times that Vine was going to make a comeback. They're saying, look, if you're not familiar with Vine, it kind of was the original TikTok, sort of. It was short form videos. It's limited to 7 seconds, right?
Yeah.
7 second videos. Or 6 second? Was it six?
I think so.
Whatever it was. Very short form videos. And it shut down in 2017. Didn't really... It was before its time. Because everybody's video content and editing and stuff like that.
The world wasn't ready for that.
We weren't ready for it. We are now, but too bad. Anyways, I guess Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter. Yes. His company, he has a nonprofit company, I think, that's going to help bring it back. Now, look, they're going to call it Divine. Now, so it's going to get a slight name change, and they're going to launch with 10,000 classic archived Vine videos. So people are going to get that major nostalgia alert because you're going to...
Nostalgia alert.
You're going to see a lot of your... If you were a big Viner, what did we call a Vine user? If you were a big Viner back then, you're going to see a lot of the stuff that you fell in love with back then on the app. Now, something interesting they're going to do when they relaunch, and here's the thing I want to get your guys' opinion on, I personally love it, is that they are not going to allow any AI-generated content.
Ooh.
None of that on the platform. It's got to be real video.
Good.
Real, actual video. They're going to have a very strict ban on AI-generated videos. What do you guys think about that?
I like it.
I'm here for that.
Yep.
But am I still going to be able to use, like edit my, I've never used Vine. Are pictures allowed on there? Or is it just, short form video?
It was just videos.
Okay, never mind. I was going to ask, what about editing photos with like an AI editor or something? Will it detect that? But never mind. I'm here for that.
Real, authentic video content. I think this is the best idea I've heard on a social media platform because we've talked about it a bunch. I think online videos have just gotten ruined because one, you can't tell what's real or not. And then the ones that you do hope and pray that are real, they always end up turning out to be fake anyway. So it's just one big
letdown.
We talked
earlier about Britney Spears in bed with Kim K and Khloe. And Jess, you saw the video over the weekend. You thought it was AI.
Yeah, it looked fake to me. But that everything does now.
So it'd be nice to have a space like Divine where you know everything on that app is real. And there should be a space dedicated to like AI content too, if that's what people want to see.
I think Instagram dropped the ball. You know, I think they should have done this exact same thing.
Banning AI content?
Yep. I think they should have done it just... And I guess it's not too late, but I think other people feel the way that I do about watching videos on any of these platforms right now. You're like, this is lame. Like, it's ruined it for me.
Yeah.
And the AI ones are only getting more and more realistic.
Or it should give you the option.
Only be further ruined.
It should give you like a setting, like, do you want to like toggle on off being able to see AI content or something like that? That way they don't serve it to you.
Great idea, Selena. I think Meta needs to be watching what Divine does, no longer Vine, but Divine, what they do, because I think this is going to be a real draw for people.
Yeah.
I'm with this one.
So you're going to join Divine?
Oh, no, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Graham.
But I might. Like, I think this is the best idea that's happened in social media in a long time.
Yeah. I don't like seeing it on my page. I really think having the option to like ban it entirely, or the people that do like that type of stuff, you know, have the option to see it. But I just don't like that it's confusing because it's never clear like that this is AI or that it isn't. And it's so good now that you can't tell, and it's ruining the experience for so many people.
Yeah.
I just want to know that what I'm seeing is AI.
Because I want to believe that this old lady farted on a bear that was about to attack her on her doorstep, and then the fart scared the bear away. You know, like I want to believe that.
I haven't seen that one yet. Well, you said that one to me.
It's a doorbell. Cam one. It's like, I want to believe that's real, but I know that it's not.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's ruined the internet.
Dang it.
So Divine is going to be a for sure thing?
Divine is relaunching, yes.
Do we know when?
I don't know.
Okay.
I remember Kylie Jenner was really big on Vine.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll get on Divine again.
I think she will.
I remember Shawn Mendes being on Vine as well.
I don't remember that.
Well, I wasn't on it either, but I think I heard that from somebody. Oh. So it'll be interesting to see who does jump back on this app when it returns.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so we were just talking about my Thanksgiving plans. It went from me hosting for the first time ever. I was actually really, really excited, mainly because I wouldn't be having to drive to go see my family out of town. They would come to me, which seems nice. Yeah, I know, going to be a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning, and everything that comes with hosting. Yep. Anyways, long story short, my family didn't believe in me, and they were coming up with every excuse as to why I should not have Thanksgiving at my house, and now it's been moved to my mom's house. Yeah.
Good morning, Selena. Honestly, you just dodged a bullet. Last year, I went through hell trying to make Thanksgiving dinner for my family and some friends, and then at the end of the night, my mom and my aunt complained that I paid too much attention to my friends and didn't talk to them enough. So like, screw y'alls, just go and show up and have fun.
Yeah, that does seem kind of nice. But like, I also wanted to take a lot of the weight off my mom because she does so much. And so I wanted her to like have a year where she doesn't have to really do anything.
Yeah.
Me and my sisters kind of do that.
Does it make you feel better though that it wasn't suggested that you would move it to another one of your sister's house? It kind of just reverts back to your mom's house.
Yeah, if it was at one of my sisters, I'd be like, hold up, why does she get to host everybody, but I don't.
That would be more of a slap in the
face.
Yeah,
it would.
Selena, I think you would have done a great Thanksgiving, whether you cooked or ordered, whatever. But I think your mom probably thought it wouldn't be the same. It's her thing. I think it's more of a control thing. she's the mom, she needs to host, it's her job, and then she gets the rights to complain later. It's just a whole dynamic.
Yeah, I guess. But she was even like, do you even have an oven that like works and stuff?
All the same? That is a good question. Do you have an oven?
Yes!
Okay. Have you ever turned it on?
Yeah, that's what okay. She asked me. She's like, you use it? Like, it can turn on and stuff? I'm like, yes, mom.
Wait, but so
to be fair, you've only ever cooked a dino nugget in there, yeah. Not an actual turkey.
No, I air fry those. I air fry those.
Oh, wow. Okay. So not even that.
Yeah.
Wait, so at what point do those responsibilities, I guess, because you're a mom, right?
Yeah.
So then at what point does that shift over to you?
I guess never, apparently. That's what I was trying to do.
I think that's nice. Trust me. I think that's a blessing in disguise.
Embrace it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Show up and drink wine and eat. That's way better than having to do all the
Plus,
work.
Plus, you're probably not going to be driving anyways. Your husband will, so.
It's a good point.
You really get the best
that's
of everything.
That's a good point. Graham, will you go to our Instagram story?
I will.
Look at this thing that we just posted. These are some secret support trunks. They're these boxer briefs that have an internal pouch to add support and a discreet lift for men. It's like a push-up bra for your junk. Is this something that, like, guys want?
I've heard about the pouch. That's for the giggleberries?
Yeah.
Not the twig, but the giggleberries?
I think. I don't know how this works. I don't know. It just says that it has it features an internal pouch for exceptional comfort, support, and a discreet lift.
I need to know.
Do you need a push-up for that area? Do guys want that? Are people looking?
I don't think you do want a push-up for that area, right?
It might be more comfy, though. It's like they're held up.
Instead of gravity pulling everything down?
But don't you think, I have to put this kind of delicately, but don't you think, like, you're wearing some gym shorts, everything's pushed up, that everyone at the gym's going to be like, look at that guy. He's walking around with a...
Yeah, I would think that there's
poking
some...
out.
Yeah, I thought you'd want discreet.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Yeah,
that's I'm not looking for a push up.
Cause I'm not letting my man at the house all lifted up and stuff. What the hell?
All lifted up, that thing just on display like that.
No. Go back inside and change.
Yeah. I would like to see the inner workings of the. I want to see the. We have a picture of these, but they just kind of look like
regular
boxer briefs. There, I need to see what's going on the inside, not with the model there attached. I want to see the underwear just for itself. Like what. Does the pouch do? I've heard of some other, there's a couple brands that
do this?
That do like a pouch system and stuff like that. I've never quite understood that, like, and what the arrangement is in there. My underwear from Kohl's don't have that, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Wherever I get mine from, I don't know.
I would assume it is for like the giggleberries and then that just kind of pushes everything.
Yeah, check out another picture that I just posted that shows the way the pouch looks inside.
This is the internal pouch. Okay, wait.
This is weird.
Wait. Oh, dang it. I clicked on a link. Never mind. Okay, wait.
I just didn't know if this was important for men. That's why when I came across this, I was like, really? Like, is this in demand?
See, well,
I feel like you're supposed to drop everything into this pouch.
Yeah, because I feel like guys in public are always like tugging and like touching and readjusting and all of that. So maybe this would help you not have to do all that.
No, we would still do it.
Oh.
Yeah, we'd still do
Isn't
it.
That
this
gross
is part
that
of
guys,
being a guy.
Guys in public do that, and they're like reaching in there and moving things around, and then they touch everything else.
Sometimes you have to. Coming from you, you're pulling your credit card out of your bra. Like, come on, don't throw stones here.
Oh. It just seems grosser. Your guys are rearranging your...
Yeah, no, it's gross, but that's just part of being a guy.
So you're not here for the pouch?
No, I don't think... It looks too constricting.
You want some room to move around.
My guy wants to be able to bounce around there a little bit, stretch his legs out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. So. Do you want to go check this
and
out?
Breathe,
by the way, $37 for one pair.
How much?
$37.
Yeah, see, for
that,
that and for
much?
That reason,
yeah.
I can go to Kohl's and get a 30-pack for that price, which is what I do.
Every 10 years. Uh-huh.
They're Costco. Holy yeah, probably more than 10 years. Yeah.
Go check that out, JV Morning Show.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Justin Bieber injured. So apparently he does a lot of riding around on his one wheel.
Okay.
I don't know, like, where he's going or if he's going to, like, a one-wheel park, like, going up ramps. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
He's probably chasing around some squirrels, trying to feed them and climb up in a tree barefoot with them.
But on Thursday, he did I don't know if it was his Twitch account, but he was on a Twitch live stream for 4 hours. hours. It was a 4 hour long live stream, and he's talking to the other guys on there about how bad his rib hurts after falling off his one wheel.
My rib hurts so bad, bro. Chat, I fell on my side on that one wheel and landed on my So even singing, laughing, everything hurts.
He's trying to like stretch out his ribs. He's like, oh, every time he moves, oh, it hurts so bad. Even though he was really bruised up there, I guess his probably some bruising on his ribs, I'm assuming. I don't know if he's gone to like the doctor or anything. But he still made it to a live rehearsal for his 2026 Coachella set.
Oh, I forgot he's
going to
be
too.
Here.
He is one of the headliners. So that's not till April. So he's not going to be injured then. At least we hope not. But yeah, they're already starting to rehearse and practice for that.
Crazy.
Interesting.
That seems, I guess, it does take a lot of prep going into those shows, but I just wouldn't picture Bieber practicing for Coachella this far out.
I mean, it's also been a while since he's done a full set, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's really, really nervous and like, let me get all the practice in,
get all my one wheeling out of my system before I have to really buckle down.
Bro, if he one wheels on stage, what if that's where he got injured? He was going to one wheel on stage and do some tricks, and then that led to him falling.
And the crowd's just going to be so wowed by it.
That is so stupid.
Wow.
Did you guys know that Scooter Braun almost bought OnlyFans?
He has that much money?
He has, I don't know. Can you check up his net worth while I talk about this?
There's no way he can afford it now. I mean, he's got a lot of money.
Well, he was OnlyFans in talks now? Pretty recently. So, yeah, OnlyFans, if you don't know, it made $6.6 billion in revenue in 2024. So it is really up there in terms of money and what it's bringing in. But this is recently reps from OnlyFans met with Scooter Braun. They were hoping to make him an offer that he couldn't refuse to have him acquire OnlyFans. And I guess Scooter asked for some paperwork. They got back to him a couple weeks later. He looked it over and then decided that it just wasn't a right fit for him. So he passed on whatever deal that they made him.
Deals.
He probably decided, I don't have that much money. I don't know. They usually value companies at like, I don't know, 7 to 10 times whatever their earnings are or something. So if they have $6 billion a year, I don't know, is a company's worth between 40, you know, and 60 billion or something. I don't know. I don't picture Scooter Braun quite having that money.
Yeah, not that much.
He's rich, but is he a billionaire?
Do you have his net worth, Jess?
So an article says 500 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? Scooter Braun's not a billionaire.
Yeah, but we're talking about billions. 500 million seems like nothing.
But I'm assuming he'd be part of some sort of investment group that would go in. He's not outright going to be, that deal wasn't for him to solely own something like that. They generate
also
way too much revenue.
Jess, would you want your man having anything to do with OnlyFans?
No. Get a different, any other job.
Buy any other company. Why OnlyFans?
Even a company that's producing billions of dollars in revenue.
Oh, I'm back in.
But if he can buy it, he has enough money already. He doesn't need that extra money.
That's a good point. If you have 500 million,
you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need that.
But it is more money. But you don't need it.
You don't need that. Nobody does.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, so we talked earlier about how the FAA announced yesterday that since the government shutdown's over, starting today, all the major airports no longer going to have reduced travel restrictions. They can operate at normal capacity. Good news for all the Thanksgiving travel that's about to happen. But in other flight news, and Selena, I asked you a minute ago if you remember this case. This Bay Area guy, he's an off-duty pilot. He was on a flight. He says that he hadn't gotten much sleep, had taken some mushrooms a couple days before that, and was mourning the loss of a friend. And so he was just in a bad space, and he thought he was dreaming, and he stood up on the plane. I think he was maybe riding in the cockpit of the plane, but he was not flying the plane or having any part of that. He was off duty, and he reached for some fuel control lever that would have cut off the engines of the plane. Whoa. And he tried to pull it before being restrained. You remember this? Because he's a Bay Area
guy. It sounds a little familiar.
Happened in October of 2023. The flight, Horizon Air flight from Washington, he was headed here to San Francisco. It happened aboard that. He pled guilty or no contest to all the charges against him. He's set to be sentenced in federal court today. The prosecutors in the case are asking for a year in prison for him. His attorneys have asked only for probation. What do you guys feel about the punishment here? Because he says he thinks he didn't mean to do that. He thought he was dreaming, and this is gonna be a way to wake himself up in the dream.
Even if he's not lying, you still put everybody at risk. That could have ended really badly.
And he did face some other state charges for that and a lot of hours of community service for each of the people, because I think
you
were
dreaming
80,
is not an excuse.
There were 80 something people on board that flight that he did put in danger.
But what if he legitimately thought he was asleep? What if he was in sort of a sleep-like state? He didn't mean to do that.
It doesn't matter.
So you want to see him get one full year in prison? He's like got a family and stuff.
Maybe not a full year. Maybe not a full year. But I don't know. It's like if somebody's on Ambien and they commit a crime. Oh, but they were on Ambien. They were sleepwalking. He didn't mean to kill that person. Yeah, but you still did.
Yeah,
but can't you just because it's Ambien? Oops, my bad. LOL.
No, I don't think it works.
Oh, does it work like that?
No. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Grammy. Coming up next here on The JV Show, let's talk about our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for having us back on here, hanging out with us on this Monday. Jess, you handle all of our social media, our photos from home up there on our Instagram.
They are loading right now. Should be up in just there now. There, yep.
So something happened to me over the weekend, you guys, that rarely ever happens. I put on makeup.
Oh.
Wow.
Had to go to a birthday party on Saturday. We went to this place called Lost Worlds Adventures in Livermore. Never been, but if you have kids, recommend. They have like a little jumpy area, like a cool obstacle course for like the older kids, laser tag. It was really fun. So we go to a birthday party there.
Okay.
Got home and my teenage daughter, who's normally in an awful mood all the time.
Yeah, that's no, just no part reason of being a teenager.
Why. I barged into her room and I was like, let's take a picture together. Okay. And she didn't fight me, didn't argue. We took like a million pictures. This is one of them. I was like, yes, I'm not getting abused by my teenager right now. It was nice.
That is nice.
So that is my photo from home.
It's a very nice picture of you. Yeah, and the makeup. You're almost unrecognizable.
I know.
I'm kidding.
But it's true.
Jokes. A little bit of jokes.
Yeah, so that is my photo. Graham?
All right, my picture is it's a photo of my daughter Quinn holding a bowl. Now, listen to this, you guys. You're not going to believe this. I wouldn't have believed it if I wasn't there myself. We were cooking breakfast on Saturday morning, and the first four consecutive eggs that we cracked, all double yokers. Someone give me some odds on that happening. I very rarely in my life ever even cracked one double yoker ever. And this is a picture of my daughter holding the bowl that just has the first two cracked in it, because that's where we thought the fun stopped. Like, no way. You'll never believe it. Our first two eggs were double yolkers. So I took a picture of her holding the bowl. As you can see part of my bare foot. I left that in there, Selena, in case you have any critique or anything you want to say about it.
I was going to say, very convenient placing to have your daughter's arm covering.
Yeah, sort of blocking the foot. But, okay, so we thought that's where the excitement ended. No. Next egg we cracked, also a double yolker. And then the one after that, also a double yolker.
Where did you get these eggs from?
Double yolked eggs. I don't know, but I just, somebody tell me what the odds are on that, because the odds of winning the Powerball, 1 in 292 million. I feel like cracking four straight double yolkers is longer odds than that.
I mean, I've never gotten a double yolker.
Never?
Never in my life.
They are fairly rare, but I think most egg production places, I think they have a way to check for them. I think they like sort them out. But these were like some organic, you know, free range eggs or whatever. Weird. You know, so maybe they don't check them or something. I don't know.
They must have been huge, because how does that even fit?
They are just a little, you look at them, you're like, that egg looks just a little bit bigger than the rest, but not that much different. I don't know. Guys, calculate the odds on that.
What did you guys end up making with the eggs?
Scrambled eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, if someone can calculate the odds on what that would be, four consecutive double yolkers, it blew my mind. Again, I wouldn't have believed it if I wasn't standing right there.
Oh, that's incredible. Cool. Yeah. And then my picture, you guys, the rain didn't stop me from getting some birria ramen. Have you guys ever had birria ramen?
I haven't, but it sounds good.
I have not. It sounds really good.
Oh my God, it was delicious. There's this thing called 805 Night Market, and it goes around like traveling to different places.
Well, is it from the 805 area code?
I guess so.
Because that's, you know, Santa Barbara area.
But it happened to be in Salinas this past weekend, and I also happened to be in Salinas this past weekend, so I want to go check it out. You guys, I got an elote with taki crumbs all over it. Delicious.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And of course, the birria ramen, always good as well.
I typed in, you know, what are the odds of getting four double yolk eggs?
Oh, yeah.
And the AI overview.
Uh-huh.
Because while the chance of getting one double yolk egg is like 1 in 1,000.
Okay.
Getting four
consecutive,
about 1 in 1 billion.
Whoa!
See? 1 in 1 billion.
You should buy a lottery ticket.
I should. Tonight's Powerball drawing for 570 million. I'm going to need to buy some tickets.
Yeah.
1 in 1 billion.
That's what the AI overview says.
Then I was witness to the greatest egg cracking incident that's ever been in the history of mankind.
And you have proof.
And I do have proof. I think we even took a video of the celebration on that fourth crack because it was mind blowing.
My gosh.
Going back to Jess's photo.
Okay.
Graham, do you hate her bucket hat?
Oh God. I'm gonna lose sleep at night over that thing. I'm not a bucket hat person there. I know a lot of people listening love the bucket hats.
Thank you. I like bucket hats. All right, go check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show right there on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.